Good evening and welcome to Tiger Talk, where we are live every Wednesday at 7 o'clock to talk about Mobridge Pollock High School sports and activities with the people that are a part of it. With us tonight, a little bit later on, our very special guest, Todd Nas, the head wrestling coach. Looking forward to talking to him about what has been a very busy portion of the wrestling schedule as they go into regions next weekend and states. The week after that, they just had the big Dakota Conference event as well. So we will hear about all of that from Coach Nas in a little bit. Before we get to that, though, we thank Dakota Bank of Mobridge for their support of Tiger Talk and allowing us to bring these interviews to you each and every week. And to catch up on what has been happening in Tiger sports since we last spoke, we will begin with girls basketball, as they've played a couple of games since last Wednesday. In fact, this past Thursday, Lady Tigers were on the road at Belle Fourche. That was a good Bronx squad. They played just their starting five the whole game through, but they've got a pretty good record. Lady Tigers take them down 58-39. They opened up on a quick 9-2 run. It was 21-11 by the end of the first quarter there. And then coming out of halftime, shut them down, outscoring them 13-5. They're going into quarter number four. Tegan Conald was our player of the game there. A really balanced performance. 18 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals. JC Netterville also made her first start since December, and it was a one-game absence for Charlie Henderson on that sprained ankle that happened in that late Centerville game. And Mobridge Pollock in the Belle Fourche game held the Bronx to just 15 of 45 from the field. Then yesterday at home, took down Timberlake in another big win, 66-38 over the Panthers. It was a 13-2 run in that one to open up the scoring right out of the tip-off, 20-6 at the end of one quarter. The full court press causing all sorts of havoc for Timberlake. 36-14 was the halftime score there and allowed Mobridge Pollock to sort of coast in the second half. Tegan Conald with another big offensive night, adding 19 points, 17 more for Blake Thompson. And Charlie Henderson, looking no worse for wear with that ankle, scored 7 in her return and was impactful on defense as well. It'll be interesting to see the steal total on that Timberlake game when the full tabulations come out, because there could be 30 steals in that game and it would not surprise me. On the boys' basketball side for Mobridge Pollock, they beat Belle Fourche as well in a much closer game last Thursday, 56-47. They trailed 9-6 after one quarter of play. It was an ugly one there early. Then really flipped the script with 24 points in the second quarter to take a 10-point halftime lead. And it was fortunate that they had that because they would need it in the final two quarters. A great night at the free throw line helped them seal it late, even when they had trouble making shots. 18 of 23 from the free throw line. Gail Knutson was 7 of 8 from the stripe, and Shane Henderson 4 of 5. And a tough night shooting the three-pointer, 6 of 23 in that Belle Fourche game. Knutson, our player of the game, 15 points and 3 steals. And on Monday, the boys' basketball squad lost their 5-game win streak as they went down to Aberdeen Christian in another close game, 55-47. They trailed by a close margin really all night long, just could not get over the hump there at any point, no matter how close the game got. They shot just 31% from the field, probably one of their lower numbers in that category all year. And another number that stood out, 32 points in the paint allowed from the Knights in that one. It was a real dominant performance by a 6'5 sophomore, Brooks Jett of Aberdeen Christian. 21 points, 14 rebounds, had 6 steals as well. Tigers were really trying to feed Shane Henderson, and the defense kind of teed off on that with a lot of takeaways. But Shane, even still, finished with 16 points, 17 rebounds, an unstoppable force, and has really been sharp at the free throw line lately, 7 of 8 in that game Monday. And looking at wrestling, we will take a closer look in just a moment here with Coach Nas, but the Big Dakota Conference this past weekend in Stanley County and some of the results there on the girls' side. Sophie Ziegler, 5th in her respective class. Dora Bonin, 2nd. And for the boys, it was Braden Wenches in 4th. and Wyatt Ziegler a second place result there as well. So a nice showing there in one of the bigger meets of the season. With that, time now for our interview. And our guest here on Tiger Talk tonight is your Mobridge Pollock wrestling coach, Todd Naz. Thanks for joining us tonight again, Coach. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. What did you think of that Super Bowl on Sunday? Were you as surprised as I was?
I was kind of predicting that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as you know, the big boys up front make the world go round, and it did in that game.
Yep, I think it was going to be a little closer, but I thought it was going to go the way it went.
Yeah, was that your rooting interest, as it was for many as well?
Yeah, I like to see the underdogs win every now and then.
Yeah, so that was, I'm with you on that one. It's been a few weeks since our last discussion here, so I want to catch up on everything that's happened. I'll go back a bit, and then we can work forward. But right after we talked in January was a couple of meets at home, including a night where the new mats were unveiled, Tiger alumni were recognized there. How was that, and what was some of the highlights from those events for you?
It was a lot of fun for the community and the kids to see the new mats and get to work on the new mats. It was really showed a lot of hometown pride in our school and in our program. And it was just exciting to see some of the older names and older faces back at Mobridge and let the kids understand what they come from and the people that were there before them that started this program.
Yeah, were there any interesting stories for you catching up with maybe some people that you hadn't seen in a while?
Like Coach Moon, he was one of the best. It was nice being able to talk with him a little bit and get some different ideas and different perspectives from when he was in it. And then we've had a lot of good wrestlers that we get to see on and off throughout the season. They come in the room every now and then. So it was nice to see them as well coming back and supporting.
That is really cool. Well, these wrestlers have been busy here the last few weeks, those home events, then DePere, Winter, Lemon, Aberdeen. What have been some of the top results lately, and what have you been seeing that you've liked out there?
The girls have been, and boys have been both really competing hard. We had a couple chances at Winter to see some region opponents we haven't got to see yet, and we even got to see a couple kids we haven't seen yet throughout the state. So that's nice being able to understand and see where we are sitting with everybody else as a whole. So Winter was a good opportunity for us to get some last region opponents. And then we went Lee Wolf. Lee Wolf is always a tough tournament, and that one's a lot of fun because you get to see different schools like Bismarck schools come down, and so you get to see some different competition too. So then it gives you kids an opportunity to just go out and wrestle the best they can, not overthink who they're wrestling with, not be, oh, I beat this kid a couple times or he beat me. It was just letting them go out there and put their full effort out there, and whatever happens, happens. So I was really excited to see them compete. Dora had an incredible tournament there. She was able to get some redemption on two girls that beat her earlier on in the season. And then Caleb and Wyatt battled all the way through and earned some placings. And that's a pretty tough tournament to place at. So it's really nice to see that they're right up there with the top tier kids in the state.
That is. And another one of the big dates on the calendar, the big Dakota Conference event, which was this past weekend. I heard the other day there's been some changes to that event over the years. But you get all the schools there that are local rivals, historic rivals, and everything. What's special about that event?
Yeah, it's like all conferences. It's always a battle. Everybody wants to win their conference. It's like warning a smaller region. You get the bragging rights of conference champs. And this year they've changed it a little bit. They went back to the all conference where, in the past, they invited non-conference opponents in. I think last year there was 22 or 24 teams in there. So this year we're back to the 8, which it's nice to have back of the region opponents, and then your conference opponents, and your conference champ is your true conference champ versus somebody that's not in the conference winning it. So I go back and forth. I do like that it's back to a conference, so you are winning your conference. But it was also nice to see that much of competition right before region, so you had one last hard push. And understand what it's like to have to come back and battle 3, 4, 5 matches in one day.
Right. And what did the team results look like for that Big Dakota event?
The team results weren't bad. It was, once again, it was not very many teams. And so it kind of panned out. The more kids you had, the higher you placed. We had some sickness and injuries, so we went in there pretty light this year.
Right, and I saw individually Dora and Wyatt, they each finished second in their respective placements. I couldn't see, though, the schools, how they ranked. Do you know, like, who came first, who won that event?
Yeah, that was winner. Okay. Winner won it. They're pretty tough, solid teams, top to bottom.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Our last discussion, we got into some of the different styles that wrestlers use, and of course, in other sports, you'll often see adjustments in season. You know, football, maybe we need to run more, maybe we need to tweak our blocking scheme. In basketball, maybe we need to be more up-tempo. My question, are there things like that in wrestling where some small adjustments are made at the individual level going throughout a season?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You have your work days, and then you have your technique and recovery days, and then you go back to your work days. And then now we have this little bit of a breather before regions, which is really nice because now we can go all the way back and maybe fine tune some stuff. Maybe there's a certain shot or a certain setup the kids were doing at the beginning of the year really well, and then they kind of went away from it. Well, now it gives us time to go back and retweak it and fine tune it again so they can be more successful at the postseason.
Do you see scouting reports too? Is that something if someone is going up against a wrestler they've never faced, do you look at what kind of or how they go about things so you can strategize that way?
Oh yeah, we always try to strategize. If we know a kid tends to be pretty good on the mat and we know we're better on our feet, we're going to try to keep the match in our control as much as possible. If we know that they're very good on their feet and we're a little better on top, then we're going to make different choices throughout the period, whether it's top, bottom, or neutral position. And you can watch some of those kids and understand where's their strength. Do they come off really strong in the first and then start tapering down as the matches progress? So there's quite a bit of scouting that goes into it, along with their tendencies. Every wrestler has a tendency, whether they're a leg rider or whether they fight wrists really hard. So we try to also put that into consideration when we set up how we're going to wrestle that opponent.
Coming up next weekend is Regions in Rapid City. Do we know at this point who all will be competing and how that event usually goes?
Yep, we'll have two young ladies. We'll have Dora and Jasmine. Dora will be one in one weight class, and so will Jasmine, and then we'll have our boys, which will be Luke Olson, and then it'll be Braden Wenches, Caleb Keller, Canyon Ford, and Wyatt Ziegler.
Okay, and how does that, what kind of results, I guess, do you need in that event to move on, or how that, you just go through the class and place everyone as you would normally?
Yep, it's like a regular tournament, except only the top four move on, and you're only allowed to have one participant per weight class.
Okay.
So if you get top four in your weight class, that you'll go to state, and then they also wrestle out to fifth and sixth, and whatever opponent gets fifth, there's four regions throughout the state, and they'll take the best fifth place finisher out of all four regions. And they are what's called an alternate. They implemented that a couple years ago. So if an athlete from that got top four would happen to get sick or injured before regionals, then they don't have any openings in the weight class. One of those fifth place finishers would be able to enter in that weight class.
Gotcha.
And then girls, this is the first year they're putting in regionals for girls. And our region's a pretty solid region. There's right now there's 25 teams in our region. They take only the top four in every weight class for girls. So they're going to have to really battle and earn their way to state.
Yeah, no kidding. That is very competitive. I heard, obviously, in Rapid City, it's at one of the big venues over there too, right?
Yep. Every couple of years, they put the A region and the B region and then the girls. So they'll all three be hosted in the same building. So that should be really exciting to get to see some other kids wrestling. And then it should be make a really exciting atmosphere with all the matches going on.
And I didn't see the schedule. I was looking at the location for states. Is that, I assume it's been decided by this point.
Yep. That's back out in Rapid again.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
We'll be going there two weekends in a row, hopefully.
Yeah, that's right. Make it a stay. That would be pretty cool. For those that may not be going on here in postseason or finish their year, what can you say about the good things that they've done this season?
If they don't make it, a lot of times the only reason their partner made it was a lot of times because of them. And that's what I always really preach in our practice room, that a good partner will make you way better. It can make all the difference. You need a good coach. You need to understand the techniques and stuff. But if you have a good partner that pushes you every day and holds you accountable, that's really going to help your performance throughout the season. So a lot of times the kids might have not got what they were hoping for in the season, but if their teammates got it, a lot of times that comes back to them as being a great teammate, helping support, helping to push their partner every day.
And I know there was a handful of kids on each of the teams that it was their first year wrestling, and obviously that's a unique thing as well, going through that for the first time. And it looks like with what we've seen, they've made a lot of strides over the course of the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of our kids, they work really hard and they listen really well. And that's, like I tell them, those are the only two things you can really control is your attitude and your effort. If you work hard and you listen, everything else should pan out the way you want it. And if it don't, you still have made so much more gains in trying to achieve your goals. And that's one thing I think we really have is a lot of hardworking kids that they all want to get better and they all want to earn it for themselves.
Well, that'll be really exciting to follow here moving forward. And it was great to catch up with you here, Coach. And we wish you and the teams the best of luck here the rest of the way until we talk again.
Thank you for having us again.
Absolutely. Well, a great inside look at Mobridge Pollock Wrestling for us tonight. And thanks to head coach Todd Nas for helping us do that. And looking ahead on the schedule for Tigers Athletics until we meet again next Wednesday night, lots of basketball going on. And kicking us off with that is tomorrow at home. Long homestand here. And it starts with Sully Buttes coming to town tomorrow, 6 o'clock airtime right here on 99.5 FM and drgnews.com. You can watch the games. The matchups there, the Chargers girls basketball team 7-9. The boys, though, are 12-3. Then another quick turnaround with a doubleheader Saturday. Should be one of the great days of the year as Groton area comes over for a couple of rivalry meetings. We get started at 2 o'clock on Saturday. The Groton area Tigers girls are 13-5. Boys are 11-5. So two really should be hotly contested matchups in both of those. Then on Monday, a rescheduled doubleheader with Todd County that was moved for weather. That's a rare Monday afternoon twin bill. We'll get started there at 2 o'clock. Girls Falcons are 3-13. The boys, though, are 9-7. And then again, the games keep coming. Doubleheader at Stanley County Tuesday, 6 p.m. start there. Lady Buffaloes 2-16. The boys, though, are 13-5. And one of those teams fighting with the Tigers for first place in 6AA. On the wrestling side, they will be off until next Saturday for regions down there in Rapid City. And we got a chance to talk with Coach Nas a lot about that. And we're excited to see how that will go next weekend. Another big thank you to Dakota Bank of Mobridge for sponsoring Tiger Talk. This is William Haynes thanking you for tuning into the program tonight. We will return next Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, And be sure to tune in. Lots of Tigers basketball on the way the next few days. Should be a great time there as well. Until next time, you're listening to Star 99.